Welcome back. It is our wind-up, in a way, with Paul and the NRL season. Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you. I'll tell you what, these shirts, you blokes are really pulling them off too. Pink and green today.
Where's your pastel polo shirt?
No, pass.
You've got plenty at home.
Partner. I like just the navy blue. Navy blue works.
The first week we were wearing
a treat
uniform, colourful uniform. We did get him in one, and we were the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Well, I gave Webby first choice this morning, and look what colour he went.
I wasn't going with that pink.
Really? This is men love pink.
I've got
to
hold on to some semblance of masculinity.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
What about me? I'm sitting in between two hard-hitting journos.
Wearing pink.
Kenzie, I thought you'd be in the... No off-season for you. I thought you'd be on holidays.
No. I've got a few more weeks to go, and I'll head down to Melbourne then and see if there's anything going on.
Yeah. Mate, the GF, stunning final.
Brilliant. Yeah, rugby league needed it. It's amazing how the game just finds ways to just pick itself up. And we've had a funny year in many ways. It's been a tough year in many ways. But the grand final, it will just erase so many bad memories of the year. And we'll just look back at 2015 and say, what a year.
Mm. I was in the press box with you, and we're sitting there filing away, and you're filing on deadline like you do. And then all of a sudden, 300 words just go out the windows.
Totally. Yeah, look, but you're happy to do it, aren't you, when that happens? Because, look, I started to write, as you would have, that it was a Brisbane win, and we sort of get, because we've got to file right on full time, you've got to hit send. And so I started to go down that route, and sort of with one eye still open that it could happen, but with a minute to go, I thought, right, that's it, they won't lose from here. But just an amazing game, absolutely fascinating. Really interesting. I heard you guys talking about the extra time. I think it really does highlight the fact that we need to do something about the way, particularly in a grand final. My favourite method is the way the NFL go. In the NFL, when they go into what they call overtime, they allow that they'll have a 15-minute overtime period, and if you score a field goal in that 15 minutes, you continue to play on. But if you score a touchdown in that 15 minutes,
it's over.
It's game over. Okay. And I think if we went to a method
golden
whereby,
try.
Golden try wins the game. But if you go out and we play 10 minutes each way, kick a field goal, you still play on. You lead 17-16 in the grand final, but you still play on. But if you go out and you score a try, well, maybe that ends it then. But
That's interesting. I've not thought about that. And therefore, you can still win by the point.
Well, it eliminates
at the end of
this,
two lots of 10 minutes.
Well, it eliminates this field goal shootout, because once Ben Hunt dropped that ball, the Cowboys had three shots at field goal in the next set of six, and it just turns the game into farce, really, doesn't it? Mm. Now, if you did it this way, what they could actually do then was they could actually say, well, okay, let's put one in the bank and take the field goal, but we still haven't won the game. And thereby, the Broncos, they've made one mistake in the game.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's cost them a grand final. And I think Wayne Bennett picked the wrong platform to make his statement, but I agree with what he said.
Do you think the Broncos should have done anything differently in that final 15 minutes?
Well, that's the point. In the 15 minutes of the game.
No, just finishing to the 80th. Did they stop playing footy?
Yes. They tried to defend their lead. And you saw that with Ben Hunt a couple of times, just kicked really negative kicks into touch to try and just wind down the clock. Once you start to play that way, what you don't realise is what you do is you're inviting the opposition back into the game, because you're not playing, they're no longer having under threat. Defensively,
and they keep pushing.
So what
forward.
They can do is they can be quite tight in defence. They can get their energy back in defence, because you're not really testing them out. And then once they've got the ball, then they can come back at you. And that's what the Broncos did do. That. Having said that, they were 5 seconds away from winning the grand final. And we all would have then spoken about how Ben Hunt managed the game at the end, because he did try to do the right thing. I think he had just a tiny bit of inexperience, but the fact was he did try to close the game out, and I think if the kicks had been just a little bit more aggressive, it would have fared better for the Broncos, because they just, by kicking short, kicking into touch, they were surrendering field position.
Mm. What did you think of Jonathan Thurston's game? Now, there's been all this discussion this week about whether he deserved the Clive Churchill Medal. I don't really care about sort of Man of the Match awards. I know it's a very prestigious award, but it seemed, particularly when you're there at the game, like, I know he had all, it wasn't the most polished performance from JT, but the way that he got involved in the last 20 minutes, they don't win it if he's not on the park.
Well, that's the point. A lot of people said to me, he shouldn't have got Man of the Match, the Clive Churchill Medal. Great Jake Granville should have got it. Well, Jake Granville was off the field for 25 minutes. Mm. He shouldn't have got it. James Tarmo should have got it. He shouldn't have got it. Michael Morgan. So no one's actually, there was not like there was a convincing winner that Thurston was named in front of. And from my point of view, I thought Thurston brought the victory home. Mm. At the last 15 minutes of the game, he just took over. His touches in the game increased. He started trying to get the ball in his hand. He tried to actually do something. And then, of course, right at the very end of the game, the ball went to him to kick the field goal. Mm. So I've got no problem with him doing that. And look, the last tackle of the game, it was in his hands. He was looking around. He was doing circles. He was spinning. He was going left, right. He finally found Michael Morgan. And Michael Morgan, I thought, was just a tremendous play by him. But the fact was, Thurston was the guy who, at the end of the game, won the game.
Yeah, and it was a fairy tale end to a stunning season for him. If you've got anything you'd like to ask Paul, start calling now, 1-3-5-3-5-3. We've got Dave Smith on. Mm. Shame he's not on in this half hour, but it'll be after 8 o'clock. Give us your number one question you would ask him.
Number one, I'd probably... Oh, I'll tell you what.
There's a few.
There's a few there.
there's a bit... My concerns with the NRL is, while the game is... I really believe what Dave Smith's doing for the game, big picture. His plans for where he wants to take the game, what he wants to do with the game, I think are really, really good, are really strong, and we really need that. He's got a very detailed plan about how he wants to grow the game. Unfortunately, I think we're taking our eye off on what's the here and now. Mm. I think there's too many rule changes. There's too much going on as far as with the clubs. Mm. They've got the clubs offside. They still haven't got those 12 clubs to sign up yet. Mm. And that's an issue for the game. That's been put on the back burner, but that will become increasingly an issue. How's he going to get out of this problem with the television deal? The broadcast deal, we all cheered loudly when he got $925 million off Channel 9. Mm. What he did, though, is he basically pissed off Fox Sports by not even negotiating with them. Mm. He didn't negotiate with Channel 7, and he didn't negotiate with Channel 10. Mm. He just went straight to 9, and 9 fed this... belief to him that they were paying over the odds for exclusivity on the negotiations, when in fact, at the time, we thought terrific, because you know why? We had nothing to compare it against. But then once the AFL deal was signed, we did have something to compare it against, and suddenly the NRL deal didn't look so good. He's now got to try and find somebody to buy the other four games when his major buyer, the obvious buyer, Fox Sports, is sitting there quite grumpy about missing out. Now, there'll be a need that he'll say, well, Fox Sports need rugby league. Of course they do. They do need rugby league.
Mm. We need NRL 360.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I need NRL 360. but that's an issue, because who is the competitor now for Fox Sports? I know he keeps saying Google. He talks about some...
And Netflix and Netflix, all that type of stuff.
That is pie in the sky talk. And you can't let him get away with saying that is a reasonable option. Mm. Netflix started in March this year, and when it did, at 6 to 7pm every night, when people wanted to go and watch their movies, our internet slowed down because we don't have the broadband width right now to actually cater for those people. So
That's what's happening.
So to say on Saturday evening at 7:30, 400,000 people need to all go on their Google and download the game, you will sit there... At our current internet speed, you'll sit there to watch your game, and 3 minutes into it, it will stall, and you'll see the little buffering sign come up.
Awesome.
And then when you have to start watching your football game that way, it will drive people nuts. And can you imagine the backlash against the NRL when that happens? Mm. So that's not... Mate, down the line, certainly it is an option. And the NRL's trying to push this line that we're at the forefront of technology. We're going where the AFL isn't. The AFL looked at this and thought, you know, it doesn't work quite yet. So we're not going to subject our fans to this, that they have to try and watch AFL on the internet. So, and how many people got internet TV and all the rest of it?
Exactly. It's so far up down the track. But the thing for me is, Kenty, is like, we're going to have 2 years of this, because the NRL and Fox Sports need each other. Mm. But in the same process, Dave Smith has angered Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, so absolutely.
This is going to be death by a thousand cuts over the next 2 years. I don't see it being sorted by Christmas. I reckon this is going to go on and on and on. and someone's head's going to be on a stick at the end of it before it's resolved.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. The talk is that it'll be David Smith's
head. That's it.
On the end. Because what will happen is that there'll be no way to get past this impasse that they've now got, and that the commission will sit there, and when they sit there and look at it and they say, well, how do we get back in the bed with Fox Sports? They say, well, okay, we need a scapegoat here. We need to blame someone who blew the deal. So they need to come out and say, look, it was Dave Smith who blew the deal, and basically sit down and negotiate, because the only way for it to be profitable now for Fox Sports is for them to get one of the games back. And that's a big back down from the NRL, because they've just sold four live games free to air. And everybody said, you beauty. But for Fox Sports to actually make a profit out of it, to make it worthwhile showing the other games, they actually need one of those games back. Because otherwise
they need Saturday night.
They need Saturday night, but they need their Saturday night franchise, because that's just going to kill them and going to make the game. It's worth, without their Saturday night franchise, if they just bought the four worst games, it's worth a little over a couple hundred million dollars to them, which will bring the television deal up to about $1.1 billion, which is nothing compared to the $2.5
billion. That's what it is now.
Well, that's exactly what it is now. So what they need to sit down and seriously figure out, because believe me, Fox Sports have done their figures on what it's worth.
Thanks for waiting, Tommy. Go for it.
Oh, morning, Billy.
Morning.
Nikki, how are you, Nikki? And of course the great Clark Kent. What's happening in there, boys?
Waiting to hear from you, actually.
Mate, tell me this. I've been on hold since the Dead Sea was only six, so I almost forgot what I was going to say. But I think an important thing that's been overlooked in the grand final, I mean, Jonathan Thurston was clearly the man of the match. But, Kenny, tell me this, Nikki, you might know the answer to this too. Someone should anyway. At the end of the game, and they did the toss for the extra time, Jonathan Thurston won the toss.
Yep.
Was it his call to kick off in the extra time?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
That's highly unusual, isn't it?
No. You get a choice between whether you want to kick off or receive, or whether you want which direction you want to run in. So once Jonathan Thurston elected to kick off, and the reason they do that is for exactly as it turned
mistake.
Out, they play for field position. Yeah. He wanted to play up that end of the field more than he wanted the ball. So he had a choice whether he wanted the ball or whether he wanted to kick it up there and play at the Broncos' end of the field. And that's the choice that you're given. The other captain is then given the choice of what end he wants to defend. And to be honest, unless there's a howling gale, it doesn't really matter. But in this case, Jonathan Thurston wanted to kick off because he wanted to play field position against the Broncos, and ultimately it turned out perfect for him because he got the mistake off the kickoff.
A magic call. That it could have quite easily gone the other way. Like, I mean, there'd be a big tendency to receive, wouldn't there? To get the ball, you get the first chance of the shot at goal. You only got to make one line break or a penalty, which never happens in extra time anyway. But
It does happen that way too. Sometimes you will see teams that want to get the ball and want to try and back themselves to get upfield enough that they can take that first kickoff. But I actually think, given it was a grand final and the defence is much tighter and field position was so vital in the game, I thought it was a no-brainer that's the option he took.
Yeah, I think there was. It's got to be said, I suppose, the Brisbane performance the last 25 minutes was so negative. It was poor coaching, probably poor captaincy. The captain should have stood up and said, look, I don't give a stuff about what Wayne Bennett said. We need another try. They put the cue in the rack and they got their just desserts and they got their backside kick, which was fantastic. Look, mate, I walked away from rugby league about 10 years ago, but that game's enough to bring me back. I thought it was the best game I've ever seen.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Good stuff, Tommy.
All right, you're boys, back. Take it easy.
Thanks for waiting, mate. You're a year older. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Kev. We'll go to Peter. G'day, Peter.
How are we, boys?
Good, thank you, Peter.
I just got a question about the New South Wales Cup.
Yes.
All the Sydney teams plus Canberra, they have obviously their feeder clubs. How much money do they actually give to those feeder clubs to have their players play with them? And if they do give them money, how come they just don't have their own reserve grade side?
Well, because it's not feasible to actually be able to pay for that. I think the salary cap for the New South Wales Cup is only about $250,000. I'm not quite sure on that, but it's a minimal amount. And what they found was when it was too much, essentially it was just too much money. So what they did was that the clubs all did deals with, for example, Mounties or Wentworthville, and basically they were able to keep their clubs, and then they just fed the players into those clubs. But it's all going to change next year. The NRL's got some harebrained idea that they're going to go back to some New South Wales Cup, which is just an absolute, yeah. They'll try and sell you on this idea that they've got, but it won't work. Essentially what happens is they get rid of reserve grade on New South Wales Cup as it currently stands, and what will happen is players, say Canterbury, three players at Canterbury get dropped back to reserve grade or back to New South Wales Cup for this weekend's game. What will then happen is instead of going back to play for Canterbury's New South Wales Cup feeder team, what they will actually do is they will go back to their local side or their local area. So if one was a Penrith junior, he'll go back and play for Windsor Wolves. If one was a Parramatta junior, he'll play for Wentworthville. And if one was a St George Illawarra junior, he plays for the Illawarra Cutters. So that will just further... give further incentive for NRL clubs to spend no money on them. Mm. Because why would you do that? Because you can't, they no longer have control of the coaching program and any influence over the way that these players are developed at that level. But the NRL thinks it'll save them a lot of money. This is a question you can ask Dave Smith. Why are so many decisions of the game now driven by money?
It's all about money.
Well, it's all about money. And it's not about, what they don't understand is we're not BHP. We're not the Commonwealth Bank. The bottom line, the key performance indicators, all those sorts of things. The financial dollar should not be the driver like they are in the banking or the finance industry. We're a sport. Mm. Things change. Things happen that are just totally random, and you need to be able to react that way, and you need to always save the integrity of the sport. And we're not doing that. We're making too many decisions. Man. Based on the dollar and based on what's the financial upside. Yeah, we do this stadium deal. We announce a $1.6 billion stadium deal. So how beautiful is this? And then less than a month later, we're telling the New South Wales government, who's just off put a $1.6 billion into stadiums, that you might take the grand final on the road, that you might go to the highest bidder in Auckland or Brisbane. It's not always about the money. There's tradition here.
It doesn't make sense, all that sort of stuff.
That sums it up for me, because Smith was the one who's been pushing the stadiums, and you got Grant coming out saying we should take it to Brisbane.
100%. Now, what do you say to the New South Wales government after your commissioner who has just come out and said we might take the grand final to Brisbane?
Give us 50 million and we'll stay in Sydney.
Paul, that's it for the season, mate, 2015. We hope you're on board next year. We've really enjoyed it, and I know our listeners and viewers have as well. So we appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, lads.
Thanks, mate.